Dr. Ketumetse Disimelo is a clinical psychologist, has been speaking and writing about the impact of particularly online gambling on the still young developing brain. Dr. Ketumetse, thank you so much for joining us here on the Morning Review. 18 years old, you're a legal person. You can sign contracts, you can do all sorts of things. You are a legal entity. But let's talk about the development of the human brain, neurologically and sociologically. Are you still developing as a human being, even though you by then are a legal entity already?
Good morning, and thank you for having me to discuss such a crucial issue. I think let's first take a step back to, mention what gambling addiction is, or sometimes referred to as pathological gambling or compulsive gambling. It's an impulse control issue, meaning that there's an uncontrollable urge to keep gambling despite the toll it takes on your life. It means that the person is willing to risk something of value in the hope of getting something of even greater value. And gambling, especially when it is problematic, can stimulate the brain's reward system the same way that drugs, alcohol, and other substances do. That's why then it can lead to an addiction. So if a person has a problem with compulsive gambling, they continually are chasing bets that leads to, losses. They hide their behavior, have a depletion in their savings, accumulate debt, and sometimes resort to theft or fraud to support their addiction. So, and of course, now with the current online betting platforms that are increasing, and of course, the many new ranges of gambling products and the marketing of these products, children are actually nowadays potentially exposed to gambling more than before. So it becomes a public health issue because it actually goes as far young as 12 years.
12 year olds aren't legally allowed. Of course, you could, anyone could jimmy their way into a system or get it registered for you. But let's start with 18-year-olds, people who have the legal right to sign up to an online betting or gambling platform. Is there a difference between someone developing a healthy habit of, partaking in gambling and betting than someone who is a bit more mature? Let's say someone in their mid-30s. Is there a difference in terms of how the brain and the mind and registers that stimuli?
Definitely, because as a younger person, your personality is still developing. So whatever habits that you get accustomed to, or whatever you internalize, that in itself will impact what you become as an adult in terms of your personality character traits. So someone, for example, at 18, they're still quite more vulnerable to being influenced in terms of their personality development. And then whatever it is that they are involved in, including addictive behaviors like gambling, pathological gambling, that will then obviously influence then how they function going on. Because what happens is you tend to then have this addictive personality whereby you are not, if you stop the gambling, then something else comes up. So if it's not gambling, it might be the drugs, it might be different things that you then become addicted to. Or it can lead to other mental health disorders, such as, aggressive behavior, anxiety. You know, there's a whole range of mental disorders that one would be at risk to develop as an adult because of this pathological gambling behavior in their youth.
I have no moral hang up with any form of gambling, betting, any form of behavior or what you participate in. If it's not hurting anyone else, I'm absolutely fine. with it within ethical reasons. So is there then a people often say, oh, I don't want to start something because I have an addictive personality. And I often think, oh, everyone says that. And is there such thing as developing an addictive personality?
It's not a formalized diagnosis, you know, an addictive personality, but one can be at a higher risk to develop certain things just because of their personality. So someone, for example, who has a type A behavior, for example, might, you know, or someone who's anxiety prone, they might be more vulnerable to develop an addiction than someone who doesn't have that. So it's more about your personality traits and your the things, the intrinsic things that you have within you that puts you at a higher risk to develop addiction, and some have it more than others. And just like gambling, you know, the consequences and the experience is different and unique to each individual. So some can gamble and manage it with no impact, and they can stop at any time. But on the flip side, someone gambles the same amount, but their functioning is impacted, and they can present with an addiction just because of their makeup.
Is an addiction an addiction an addiction? I may not necessarily have interest in substance. I may not have, as I said, I have no moral objection to gambling. I would rather play a game of poker where it takes a level of skill than go sit at the slot machine. I'm not interested. But I am, as my wife would say, I'm probably addicted to my phone and keeping up to date and scrolling through news sites and social media, looking for topics that I can talk about on the radio. So is an addiction an addiction an addiction? Or is it, can it be separated to what you are maybe more receptive to?
You know, addiction, the stages that have been proposed. So it starts with, for example, experimentation. The second stage is regular use, then high risk use, and then the last phase is addiction or dependency. So if I take the phone from you and you cannot function, then it means you have a problem. Then it means you must call me and make an appointment, because it means you are preoccupied and cannot function or feel lost without your phone. So it just depends on that reaction. So when someone is struggling, for example, in this case with compulsive gambling, they are preoccupied with it, meaning they cannot function. They are constantly thinking about this, and they are also in denial and rationalizing their behavior. Sometimes they blame others in one way or another to avoid taking responsibility for their actions, and they need to gamble with increasing amounts of money to get the same thrill. And you know, and if they try to cut back or stop gambling, it's without success. And they're constantly irritable, for example, and restless when they try to cut down on the gambling, and they use it usually sometimes to escape problems or, you know, relieve feelings of helplessness, guilt, anxiety, or depression. And they try to get back lost money by gambling even more, and you know, there's a lot of lying.
I've experienced it around me in friends and family and
thankfully,
circles,
with
various vices. But is there a neurological or psychological developmental argument to say, and let's look at online gambling, the access to online pornography, let's look at access to social media. Is there a developmental argument to say that while an 18-year-old has the legal right to do what they want to, developmentally, there maybe should be barriers to access? Your thoughts,
you know, any addiction can stimulate the brain's reward system. So if we are to then go back, take it back to the neurological part of the brain, so continual behavior. So if you're continuously gambling, meaning your reward system in the brain is then constantly, you know, developing in a certain manner because of your behavior. And if this is not stopped, or if you're not assisted professionally, obviously then the development of the brain might be impacted. And not to say that, you know, it's like that for all cases, but I think a neurologist will be best to give, you know, if that causal link between that. But from a psychological point of view, the brain's reward system is impacted. And hence, when they stop, they always say, okay, you need to then introduce a more functional habit that will give you the same reward. So if someone, for example, stops with the gambling, then introduce something else, which they can then replace, you know, to get the same thrill. So something like exercise, something more, you know, functional, so that they don't go back to that place. Because it's very important to ensure that the relapse prevention, you know, is prioritized. It's quick.
It's fascinating. I think I really want to talk more about the developmental stages of the brain and people coming into maturity, and how actually they may be legal entities, but they may not. Many people may not be mature enough to handle the complexities of the world. Dr. Tumi Disimelo, clinical psychologist, your thoughts on the availability of online gambling platforms? As I say, I have no moral objection to it. I'm just saying that some people, you know, may not be ready. Your thoughts, 021-446-0567.